How many, oh, when you, before they baled hay, what did you do with the hay after you cut it?
Well, I'd rake it, cut it, and then rake it in a windrow.
What's that?
Well, it's
I'm a city girl. You're going to have to explain
this
to me.
This little pile of, that rake just piles this hay all up in a, well, a little windrow that goes
just
around.
Just a row this goes down?
Just a row of loose hay up.
Okay, I've seen that, yeah.
Put them in there. Uh-huh. Then you come along with a baler, and it's got a pickup attachment on it, picks it up and puts it in there and bales it.
Uh-huh. What'd you do before you had balers?
Well, I've had balers ever since I can remember, but the one I've mostly been around is pull with a team.
Mm-hmm.
A team just goes round and round across there, and that's a, call it a plunger that pushes this hay and then comes back. The team pulls it and pushes it into a bale.
Uh-huh.
And then they had two men sitting back there, this straight wire, punch them in there with a little hole on the end, just punch that wire in there and tie that bale.
Uh-huh.
Just keep on kick it out, scoot it out,
huh,
as you put in another.
Square bales? Like, that's kind of rectangle type?
Yeah, no, that's kind of square. They'd, of course, they'd be wider, be longer than it was wide, but be a square block to start with all the way through.
Yeah. Have you seen those enormous round bales?
Yeah.
Huge things.
Yeah, well, after I've quit.
Yeah.
Well, they've had them while I was still for a good while here, but I never have used one of them or even fed one of them.
Uh-huh. I had never even seen them until about 2 years ago, I guess. I was driving along the highway and saw these big round things. I thought, what is that?
Yeah.
You know?
There's a lot more of them started around here using them than never has. They,
uh-huh,
they like them.
Huh.
To feed.
Uh-huh.
Just put out a bale of it and let them all eat off of it.
Oh, uh-huh. They sure are big.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. What did you call the place where you kept the horses?
Stalls.
Okay, did you ever have a separate building for them?
Well, I never, but there's a lot of them did, like this barn right down here. I don't have it now. Built it into the place to put hay, this old barn here.
Mm-hmm.
Which had, it is all open, you see, and place for a horse to come in there, stalls, I mean, built. And to keep them separate,
mm-hmm,
let them go in that trough.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we tied them in there whenever they got in.
Mm-hmm.
Put the harness on them in there, and keep them in there and everything.
Yeah, yeah. What you call that thing that you feed them in, that you pour the feed in?
This trough.
How many?
And a manger to put the hay in.
Oh, uh-huh. How many did you normally have?
Well, let's see. About 8 or 10.
Which, mangers or?
I mean horses, I thought you meant.
Oh, how many feeding?
Well, according to how many we had, we'd place to feed them all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, all at once? We could feed them all?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What did you usually feed them?
Well, whatever we raised, oats and corn. We'd chuck corn, give them ear corn,
uh-huh,
in there and feed them oats.
Uh-huh.
And just straight oats.
Besides the barn, did you ever have a special place where you could milk cows outside barn?
Well, I never did milk them outside, but after I got started a tractor,